Amid platbands and olive groves, Santo Estevão and Santa Catarina da Fonte do Bispo. This route is approximately 65 kilometers long. Head from the Sail roundabout on the ER125 regional road towards Olhão. 300 meters later, turn right towards Santo Estevão. Admire the almond and carob fields. About 4 kilometers later, on the left side, you will find the synagogue well. Follow this road for 900 meters until you reach a fork. From there, keep straight to the village of Santo Estevão. When you get there, visit the main church. This church dates to the 8th century and evolved from a hermitage of the late Middle Ages, whose original construction date is uncertain, although it is known that it existed at the end of the 16th century. It has a single nave comprising three chapels and whose images are from the 17th and 18th centuries. The patron saint, Saint Stephen, is in the centre of the high altar. On the church floor, you can still see graves dating from the beginning of the 17th century. The sacristy has a beautiful wooden chest. In the Dr. Carlos Picoito Square, also known as the Church Square, see the surrounding houses, where magnificent eaves are still preserved, created at the time by true artists. Usually, it was only the most affluent people who could afford to have this work done. Near the church is a public well, which was opened in 1875 and filled in 1926. This is just one of the 8 wells that the parish council, during the 19th century, had opened to supply water to the population. Next to the well, as with all wells of the era, were stone troughs, where daily the farmers took their animals to quench their thirst, at the beginning of the day and at the end of the afternoon. Continue the journey to Santa Catarina da Fonte do Bispo, following the sign next to the pharmacy that indicates the A22 motorway. When you reach the fork, take the road on your left. Proceed towards Montagudo. See the typically Algarvian landscape, made up of traditional dryland orchards with their ancient trees, like carob, olive, almond and fig trees. According to records, this parish was very rich in hunting, and being a rural area, the farmers lived on the production of carob, almond and olive oil. There were even 8 wineries in the parish. They also lived from the production of wine and from the sale of firewood, coal and lime. Scattered on the hills, the houses are typical of the Baroque period and had the peculiarity of having an oven to bake bread and a cistern to have water for domestic consumption. At the junction, turn towards São Brás de Alportel. The Aseca Valley is on your right. You will see sheds. The limestone and clay-rich soils of this area shape the development of local crafts and the ceramic industry. From these soils, various materials used in typical Mediterranean construction are produced. Moorish tiles, bricks, local tiles, and the interestingly named donkey brick. You will find later on the village of Fonte do Bispo and then Santa Catarina. This village, of which Santa Catarina is patron saint, is surrounded by fig trees, olive trees, almond trees and orchards, and contributes in large part to the production of olive oil, liqueurs and spirits. At the entrance of Santa Catarina da Fonte do Bispo, you will see, on your right, the Santa Catarina Cooperative Exhibition Centre. Here you will find an old industrial mill and you can learn a little more about the history of the olive growing industry, see a reconstruction of the olive oil production process and how the production chain works. Then head towards the village centre. Park the car, amble the narrow streets and observe the 16th century church of Santa Catarina da Fonte do Bispo, initially built to Manueline style, then combined with the Renaissance model. Remodeling works that were carried out in the 18th century gave Baroque touches to the finish of the facade. In the triple nave interior, the final judgment screen stands out. If you want to explore the real rural interior, drive to the end of Primeiro de Maio Street. Turn right towards São Brás de Alportel and around 100 meters later, head towards Porto Carvalhoso. This road will take you on a trip through magnificent landscapes. Along the route, you will see signs to some typically mountainous spots like Alqueirinho, Malhada do Nobre, Bem-Parece and Água de Tábuas. In Água de Tábuas, you can always stop for a rest in the scenic picnic area. You will also see the signs indicating Cruzes, Malhada do Judeu, Alcorvel, Eira do Lobo, Funchal, Amendoeira and Alcaria Fria. If you are curious and would like to explore some of these hills, take a detour, but then return along the same path towards Alcaria do Cume, the highest point of Tavira, which stands at 535 metres. Here, enjoy the views and have a rest. Return again along the same road until you reach Santa Catarina da Fonte do Bispo, or keep going for about another 400 metres. There, turn right and go down a dirt road, passing through Carvalhal, Malhada do Rico, Eira do Lobo and Umbria, where there is also a picnic park. Then take a left towards Morenos. Before returning to the regional 270 road towards Tavira, opt for one of these possibilities. Turn after about 1,400 metres to Eiras Altas and enjoy the magnificent views from there, or keep going straight ahead. Both alternatives will bring you to the regional 270 road, where you should turn towards Tavira. Keep coming back towards the city until you reach the Quatro Estradas, or Four Roads, intersection. Then turn left towards Aseca and Cachopo. About 3 kilometres later, on your right, you will find Fonte das Cabras, which was built in 1935 and restructured in 1963. This spring has the peculiarity that, even in years of severe drought, it never runs dry. Enjoy this spot to relax in. Continue along the Secua River, which changes its name as soon as you reach the bridge of Tavira, becoming the Gilão River, and enjoy the landscape covered with orchards of orange and fig trees. In the parish of Santa Catarina da Fonte do Bispo, enjoy some walking routes.